This is the Kinky Cast, an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is episode 135 of our weekly exploration in the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Views expressed are not representative of the management of the Kinky Cast. We welcome guests with opposing viewpoints. Today, we will be speaking with Master Thunder and Little T and Sub on Gangbang Dynamics. Here's your hosts, Woody and the Beast.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to another edition of the Kinky Cast. Sitting in the chair next to me is the Beast. What do you know, Beast?
Turn down the thermostat. Turn down the thermostat.
It's only summer.
In the south.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Air conditioning being what it is.
Humidity, heat, Nashville, bad combination.
Well, you know, when you were a kid, you didn't notice, did you?
It wasn't that hot then.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they all say.
You know, I grew up in the last ice age. You know, that period.
Yeah, where winters were 20 feet and you had to walk uphill both directions to school.
Yeah, there seriously was a mini ice age for a time. Now, that was a little before me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But no.
Pet dinosaurs and all that?
Yeah, something okay. Like that.
Well, on Skype with us tonight, we have two lovely people. One of them is Thunder, and the other one is Little Tennessee Sub. How are you two?
We're doing great.
Good.
So, Woody, we have something for everybody. For the men and the women, we got eye candy for us. Ha!
Ha ha! How are you?
We're good. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, you get some things going on. And it's kind of interesting. You are gangbang coordinators and participants and all that sort of stuff.
It's something that we both like, and we set them up, and it's a little hard to set up, but we've learned the tricks of it and how to get to a good turnout and everything, and we have a lot of fun.
About how often do you do these?
Oh, from about every 2 months or so, we'll have something.
Yeah, usually. I imagine it is a little tough to get everybody all coordinated on the same dates and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And to get reliable players.
Yeah, well, there's several hurdles you gotta go through when setting up something like this. First, you got to find guys that will show up. We found that out early on. There was a lot of guys who were just talk, and when it comes to real life, it gets a little scary for them. And the second thing is you get guys that show up, and then you got to actually find guys that will perform in that kind of setting. And you know, watching it on a movie or a video clip or something is one thing, but actually participating is a little intimidating, and it takes a special type person that can play that way and last.
Well, there's a lasting on both ends. There's the top and the bottom side of lasting.
We don't seem to have problem finding ladies that can last through the night.
See, they're strong.
Being one of those lovely, lovely ladies.
Well, yes, sometimes, yes.
I've been following you on FET for a while now, and I think you had a trip to Florida last year, and you almost got in over your head on that trip on one event, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, we had, we'd gone to Florida, and Sir had found a group on Kick that was a regular gangbang group, and we had also been talking with a couple who wanted to meet up with us. And it just so happened that the night that they were free was the night that the gangbang group wanted to meet with us, too. So I just took a shot in the dark to see if this couple wanted to join us for this gangbang. And they immediately said yes. And so they joined us. And so the gangbang ended up being 14 guys.
Yikes.
Luckily, the other girl was just a Energizer bunny, and she just went all night. But all 14 guys did not play. One guy, it wasn't quite rough enough for him, but I mean, he participated a little bit, but he didn't actually have intercourse, but he enjoyed himself. And
when you said not quite rough enough, what does that mean?
Well, he was a little bit more into BDSM, and that it wasn't that type of gangbang.
So you and her, 14 guys in a night, and I think the bed took some beating on that trip, didn't it?
Yes, we were using the sofa bed, and I don't think it was in working condition when we left.
Yeah, bent metal parts.
How well were you working the next day?
Oh, I was okay. I was all right.
She was sore. She was sore.
Yeah.
Had every right to be.
Really, the other lady, she really lasted longer than me. She really took more of it. And then she has, she's been back, she's driven back down from, where are they located?
Missouri
for one of our other gangbangs recently. That was her first experience with a gangbang, and she's been back since.
So you made a convert.
Oh, she really enjoyed it, yes.
That was the first event we ever had that we invited 14 guys, and 14 guys showed up.
100% attendance.
Yeah.
And that isn't, and that's not the typical, is it?
No. Usually you invite 10 and you might get 4 or 5 to show up. Like I said, real life intimidates some people, and some people just like the fantasy of it. But when it actually comes down to participating, it's scary. And we get a lot of weird excuses. Some people just drop off the face of the earth and we never see again, never hear from them again. But some will send us excuses, and we've had some
really bizarre excuses.
It's a lot of dog ate my homework excuses.
You know, I love it.
They're in a wreck, and there's a lot of mayhem goes on when they don't show up to gangbangs. There's a lot of wrecks and fires, and I'm in the hospital. And
maybe you need to start a little blog with the creative excuses men use not to get fucked.
I love that. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, we have a writing on FetLife about the excuses that have been given and the things we've heard and all of that. But
I will have to check that out.
Yeah.
The gangbang group in Florida that was on Kick, that really kind of gave us the idea to start our Kick group for getting people that were reliable and weeding out, you know, the people that are no shows. There are men out there who really do enjoy the gangbang, that it doesn't make them nervous. It really is their kink. It really is what they enjoy. Just like the women, those are the men that you want to find. They're not the ones that chicken out. Those are the ones that really get off on it. And those are the ones you want to find. And we've been able to find a few of those. And they're going to show up every time unless they literally have a work schedule problem. And they're going to perform every time because it's really what they enjoy.
Besides reliability, what do you look for in your men? Is there a thing that you look for? You're not a size queen.
I don't care about penis size. I don't want overly large penises. I don't like really small men.
She's got a thing about people shorter than her, but
it's kind of a turnoff for me if a man is shorter than me or if he's smaller than me. If I outweigh him, it's a very big turnoff for me.
But I have seen you out, and you are not a very big woman, so.
So no, that's I like very large men. Like a 350-pound man would be just very attractive to me. Yeah. I like very large men.
She likes to be dominated. She likes to be subdued, held down, tied up. She likes a little. And there are different types of gangbangs. I mean, some people want the lovey-dovey, the massage and the rubs and the kisses. She's more into the rough stuff. She likes to be held down.
She's kind of used.
She likes to be used. Well, used and used hard and put up wet.
Very wet. Yeah.
Our listeners, when they wander over to your galleries, will see that's definitely the case for you. You're not looking for these Beachbody men, then?
No.
Okay.
They don't have to be that at all. I don't have an age. There's not an age.
Well, it's legal.
Yeah, it's legal. Legal. Let's be clear about that.
That should give hope to a lot of guys, because there's a lot of guys that are intimidated that want to go out because they're not the Ken of the Ken and Barbie set. And so this is good news for them.
I'm kind of intimidated by men who are really, really good looking. Really, really attractive men will intimidate me and make me very uncomfortable.
Interesting.
I have a hard time playing with them sometimes.
This is indeed a complex woman, Woody.
I am getting that.
Yes, yes, indeed. This is a fairly new sport for you all, isn't it?
Well, for me, I guess it is. I've been playing for about 3 years now, 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I had some experiences previously, years ago, but not like this, no.
Go back to your first gangbang that you can remember. How different is it than the current ones?
First gangbang with Sir, or first gangbang with my previous husband?
Yeah, go back to all the way.
Well, when I played with my previous husband, the playing was all about him and what he wanted to see. It was not about me at all. It was, everything was scripted and directed about what he wanted to see and about what he liked. And when it was over with, then I was critiqued about what he liked and what he didn't like. And it was nothing about me. And I had no orgasms during any of our playtime back then. But yet there was something about that sort of lifestyle that I liked, but just not with him.
Okay, then time goes on and you're with Thunder now, and so that has changed significantly?
Yes. My husband, he became disabled. We were married for 22 years, and he became disabled. And we were not able to have sex for 17 years.
Wow.
And then he passed away. And then Thunder and I we grew up together, and we reconnected after I was widowed and found out that he was in the lifestyle, and it was just freedom for me to experience this and in my way and what I wanted to do. And we found out pretty quickly that just trying to set up a meeting with one guy or something, it would fall through, and it was just really hard. So it seemed like just having a gangbang was much easier. And if you try to set up with three guys, then one guy would show up. So we just started trying to set up with 10 guys, and maybe three guys would show up. So more girls started getting involved. So we started just setting it up with, 12 or 14 guys.
Yeah, we've got regular girls that participate with us now also, so.
Yes, you have. That was what I was going to ask. You all have expanded out a little bit. You got several local ladies that join you, and a couple that are not so local that are finding your way. How does that change the dynamic? Little, I noticed that you had switched a role into more of a helping in some of the pictures, as you were helping one of your new female friends get hers. Are you getting yours still?
Yes, I'm still getting mine. I'm having a little bit of health problems right now that are going to be taken care of, and I'll get back in the game in the next month or two. And
she had to be a fluffer at our last one, she was like jonesing to get in there. Yeah. She got in there a little bit.
Yeah. It was not fun to be on the sidelines, I will tell you that. But we had so many people that were really wanting to have one, and we had a new lady that was wanting to get involved, and we set one up, and everybody enjoyed, and I mean we have people that come to us and they've never been to a gangbang, and they want to come, they want to watch, or they may want to participate a little bit or something like that. So we have a lot of people that come and watch or participate some.
We've had couples come and they just played with each other during the scene, and they got to watch, and that was a turn on for them. And we've got people that wanted to come watch, and then they ended up jumping in the middle of the pile. And
so the line between exhibitionist and voyeur is blurred at some point.
You know, they come in and they see how it is, and I think, you know, they realize, well, gee, it's not that bad. We want to play, have some fun too. So they jump in there.
Have you ever had first timers that, when they get there and they see all the guys, they get nervous about being near other guys?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've had some guys that come and they're all gung ho talking about it, and they actually show up, and then they realize it's just not their thing, and that's fine. We understand that. You know,
most of the time it will be a guy that has been talking to me, and they're wanting to get together with just me, and it'll go on for a few months, and I'm like, no, you know, it's not really what we do. It's not what we're into right now. And then they'll want to participate in the gangbang, and then they'll get there, and then it's just not their thing, and they leave. And then usually in another month or two, they're back going, oh, no, I want to come back. And, you know, and I'm like, but you're really not into gangbangs.
You don't need negative energy around you on something like this.
If any time that there's a woman who comes to our gangbangs, I usually pull them in a room by themselves, make sure that they're there of their own accord, make sure that they understand that they're safe words, and that their rules are going to be gone over, and every guy there is going to be made to understand that they are there to watch, and no one is going to touch them unless the female touches them first. That it's not a free-for-all. Just because you're in the room does not mean you're there to have sex with every man there. Every guy is told what girls are there that are free to have sex with and what girls are not. You know, if a girl wants to play with a guy, then she will initiate it. And so that seems to make the other ladies feel more comfortable. And sometimes they join in with one or two. Sometimes they just play with their partner they brought, or sometimes they just watch.
Anytime we set up a gangbang, we had a kick group. You know, if somebody wants to participate, I'll let them join the kick group, and they can talk to everybody that's going to be there. Everybody can talk. We go over all the rules. I tell them about the safe words, and each girl's different. Little doesn't like to be, she doesn't like pain, so she doesn't like spanking. She likes to be held down. She likes to be tied up. She likes to have her clothes ripped off, things like that. But she doesn't like spanking and stuff in pain. Some of our other girls do. They like pain. So we have, I go over the rules, what's the limits are, go over the safe words, and, you know, we go over everything. And try to tell what each girl likes and is into. And then before the gangbang, we'll go over that again. I'll go over that with everybody again, just to make sure everybody's got the rules down.
What are your rules on, your house rules on safe sex?
Some girls won't bear back. Some, you know, little is safe only. She likes safe only. And some of them are bareback. It just depends on the girl. It depends on who's participating and what they want.
I believe one of your new ladies has a long reputation as being a bareback girl. I remember her in the community for quite a few years, and it's nice to see her back out again. And she's kind of a legend.
She enjoys bareback, but one of our other long-term girls is, she's like me. Our rule is condoms only. You change condoms when you change holes. You change condoms when you change girls. That's our rule about that.
So we have quite a bucket of condoms by the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Everyone's yeah. told to bring a lot of condoms. It's not like a date with your girlfriend. I don't know how every single gangbang guys are going to run out of condoms. They're like, oh, I brought four condoms. I'm like, I told you to bring a box of condoms. You're going to run out.
Yeah, bring that 24-pack.
That's right.
They typically last 3 to 4 hours. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's good to have two or three girls there. Way a girl can take a break without stopping all the action.
One of our other rules that we go over, and I try not to be very mean or crude about it, but, you know, if you were trying and you're not performing, move out of the way. Let someone else have a chance. You're just going to make the girl sore. And the girls are not there. There's 10, maybe 14 guys there. We cannot sit there and suck for 4 hours. It's just not possible. Okay, so take matters into your own hands.
There are limits.
I do love to give oral sex. I love it. I enjoy it. I enjoy giving more than receiving. I really do. But not for 4 hours straight. So, you know, just give us a break a little bit.
Pace yourself, gentlemen.
My primary significant, she ended up at the dentist having her jaw unlocked after a particularly rambunctious oral sex session. Mm-hmm. That was before my day, but it's a fun
that?
Story. Well, I don't know how, because she was with another man besides her husband, and her husband didn't know what happened.
Oh,
so I don't know what the whole story was. I've just heard the bits and pieces over the years.
Sucking on them popsicles can be dangerous.
That's right.
Yeah, they can.
So, Thunder, you host these events, right?
Well, I set them up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. During the event, you are there making sure everybody is staying under control and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, I'll jump in the pile every now and then, but I'm usually keeping an eye out and making sure everybody's playing right. And I take pictures. I enjoy taking the pictures and stuff. So, but yeah.
He's making sure everybody is covered.
Yeah, I don't show faces and stuff, but. I'm, you know, usually there, and, you know, I've got, you know, our other girls have guys there, and they'll help me set it up, too, and they're there to make sure everything goes all right and everybody plays by the rules, usually.
Make sure no one shows up drunk or
yeah,
anything like
no
that.
No alcohol, no drugs, things like that. And if I feel comfortable with everybody, I'll jump in the pile.
Sometimes I find that hosting a party, you don't always get to play the way you want to.
You don't.
No, you don't. You don't get the freedom of going to an event where somebody else has set everything up.
Mm-hmm.
You're in charge and you're responsible. My concern is for her, make sure she's safe and everybody's following the rules.
Well, and that's the balance. You want your property protected, and you want her to have a good time. So you got to walk that balance there.
And I don't think we've ever had any real problems. You know, we've had, you know, like I said, I explained the rules. She doesn't like spanking, and every now and then some guy will get caught up in a moment and slap her on the ass. And she usually says, she usually takes care of that right off the bat. And,
if it's something like that, but I do have a problem. When I kind of get into this sub mode, then I do have a problem speaking up when something is hurting me. I don't always.
When she's in the scene, she's really submissive. And when she's really submissive like that, she doesn't speak up. She just sort of. lets things happen. So I keep an eye out. I know what her limits are and what she likes and don't like.
And I really let myself get really kind of hurt one time with the with my collar getting pulled.
Yeah, somebody yanked on her collar one time. And she likes rough. She likes to be thrown around and hair pulled and stuff like that. But somebody yanked on her collar one time, hurt her neck. And so I make sure nobody yanks on her collar. That's in the rules when we start out. Nobody touches the collar.
I don't know. I won't speak up. I won't speak up. So,
Woody, you are an inventive sort. Can we invent the shock collar that'll shock the other guy?
Oh, yeah. Hook it up backwards.
Hook it up backwards. Yeah. Now, where are we finding these guys? This is not Craigslist stuff, is it?
No. It's mainly FetLife and SLS, Cassidy. Some of the other girls might know some guys that they'll join the group that they've played with. So, And you've got a group of about 30 to 40 guys, I believe, that are regulars. They don't all come, you know, a lot of times we'll put out on our little kick group that we're going to set something up, and they'll say, well, I've got to work that night. Or, you know, usually we'll get about 10 or 12 or so that say they can show up. And because, you know, we've sort of vetted them and they're in our group, they show up. So
when you're new, you get 3 strikes and you're out.
One of our biggest pet peeves is somebody that has a picture, they'll show a picture and they show up and they're nothing like their
truth in advertising.
Trim at the gym, and he shows up and he's 300 pounds. And she likes big guys, but yeah, we don't like it when they're deceitful.
The thing is that the guy that had the picture, I didn't actually like the picture. And I told him, I don't know that I'll be able to play with him. And then he showed up, and I liked him better, you know, but I didn't like the fact that he was deceitful.
Yeah, so he was shortchanging himself.
Yes, yeah. But then he was dismissive during the rules part of it. He was like, yeah, you know, like, you posted the rules, yeah. And then he slapped me really hard.
You missed that point, didn't he?
On the ass. And Sir had to get on to him, and he was like, oh, I forgot. And then he wasn't clean.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So we kicked him out of the group, and then he sent me a message on Kick and asked me why I got kicked out of the group. And I said, do you really want to know? And he said, yes. And I said, okay, I'm going to give it to you straight. Here it is. And I told him exactly what I just told you. And he thanked me for being honest with him, and I wished him well. And I said, you know, honestly, I didn't think I could play with you with the picture that you sent. I liked you better when you showed up. But it was the fact that you were deceitful was what everyone had a problem with. I mean, I just don't like that at all. I'm not attracted to what you look like. I'm attracted to your personality much, much more. And if you are overly attractive, then I'm probably not going to play with you, because I'm probably going to be very intimidated.
Believe it or not, she's really shy.
Extremely shy. If I'm going to play with someone who is extremely attractive, I'm going to probably be blindfolded.
You know that they're going to be beating a line to your door, because you are an accessible sexual woman with female friends that are sexually accessible. This is such a rare occurrence in the world today.
A lot of this is catching me by surprise.
I have no idea. I don't understand it.
We've always said, you know, you get all these things on FetLife and SLS, and people try to hide what they look like and things. And, you know, there's something for everybody. I know guys that like big girls, you know. So if you're a big girl, don't hide the fact that you're a big girl. You know, there's guys out there that just that's what they like and that's what they want. And, you know, small titties and big penises, whatever. Just show what you got.
There's an audience for anything out there.
There mm-hmm. is. There's something for everybody in this lifestyle. You know, if you like feet, there's guys out there that love feet, you know?
While we're on this subject, I want to say something to our audience. Haters be damned out here, because don't criticize somebody else's kink or their size or their shape or whatever it is, because I, for one, am all about big girls. And,
oh, yeah.
and these guys that come out and say, oh, you're fat and all that, and they hurt their feelings, it is not right. You know, let's all just live in our own little kink and enjoy.
And to that end, I'll remind our listeners, we just had a show on that very topic.
That's right. Go back a week.
You all are such a refreshing thing, because there's other gangbang groups, and there's one that specializes in only little women. They have to be skinny for the guys. And I just find that such a... I hit bone every time with them. I go home bruised.
I hurt myself on one back when I was quite young, and I won't do that anymore.
No, I won't do that anymore. So it's refreshing to meet a group that is for real people for real people.
We're just real people. We're just having fun. You know, that's what what it's all about.
We accept anyone. I mean, we've had girls in their 20s want to join in our group, and girls, you know, women in their 50s or 60s or whatever. I mean, I'm at the age now that I know what I want, and I'm not afraid to ask for it.
Isn't that a great thing? On your FET page, in your writings, you are very articulate in what you expect out of a player. I suggest that people go there and check it out. Have a very good session after that.
Well, when someone wants to join in our gangbang groups, we usually direct them to the writings, especially if a woman wants to come to participate or watch, or they're asking questions, then I direct them to the writings on FetLife to find out what it's like, so they know what to expect and see if they still want to join in.
It's not like a porno. I mean, it's not when you get there and the real, it's really happening. It's different. It's not. There's no music playing, and it's a different reality. And it takes a special person to be involved in it and to participate.
Well, Thunder, I will say it might be better than a porno, because you actually get to get off.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not the palm of your hand doing the work.
Yeah, and getting all your buttons pushed at the same time.
And we've always said that we like enjoying life. We don't want to pretend. You know, we don't want to fantasize about it. Life's too short. We want to have fun and enjoy life and get out there and experience things.
I am excited that you all found each other after all these years apart, and that you're having fun. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
No, just be yourself and find your kink and do what makes you feel good.
And if someone out there who really gangbang is really your kink and you want to join our group, just contact us. You've got 3 strikes and you're out. We'll give you 3 tries.
And listeners, you'll be able to get those links when the show is available to you. Just check the links and you'll be able to find this lovely couple and their marvelous attitude towards this wonderful kink. Thunder, Little Tennessee Sub, we thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to episode 135 of the Kinky Cast. For more information about this show, go to kinkycast.com. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of all our kinky crew, I'm Max. See you next week when we learn about sex after marriage with Ace Talking Wolf.